It is time for the Dark Matter After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking Season 2, Episode 10, Take the Shot! Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hello and welcome to the Dark Matter After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. If you have not already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV, hit subscribe. We are also on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe there as well. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. You can tweet at me live all the time at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTyGIEL. I'm joined by my panel of lovely gentlemen.
Hey guys, it's me, Andrew Mena. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Andrew Mena, or on Instagram, it's actually the Andrew Mena. So, you know,
good job. Tari J. Miller.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tari J. TauriJay. And wow. I'm also on the chat, baby. So make sure to talk to me.
Beautiful.
Yelly.
Wow. Beep, beep, beep.
I loved it. We're talking Season 2, Episode 10. Take the shot.
Bojack Horseman.
Good job.
It's a tie-in.
Yeah. I want to start with the dreams because they were that opening dream. I liked it.
Oh yeah.
I like Victor. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of Victor and the android.
It's a little scruffy cabin in Big Bear there.
Yeah. That looked real cozy. Mm-hmm. Real cozy. They were getting real friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to talk about that first dream. That's all.
Okay.
Naughty, great. Filthy dream.
I mean,
the android had a sex dream.
She did.
Yeah.
Yay. No one appreciates this.
I mean,
no, like we do. We appreciate it very much.
It's more of like a pre-sex dream, you know.
It's like even... it was all the way to second base dream, at least.
That's true.
She did take her shirt off.
Popped that top off. Popped it right off.
That's not how it happens. It's not how... Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know about intimacy.
Yes.
Obviously.
Clearly.
And then we have our other dreams where he's trying to convince her that this world is real, and she's like, I'm aware that this isn't. And then he continues to try to convince her. Thoughts?
Oh, I mean, I didn't think he was trying to convince her of anything so much as open her mind to what happiness and reality and just, yeah, he was talking all philosophical, just being like, I know this isn't real. I get it. You get it. We both get that. That is a thing. But doesn't this make you happy? Didn't we just have a really hot dream sex like 2 seconds ago?
No, I think they had really hot dream almost sex.
Almost sex? Okay.
Yeah.
So really hot dream second base?
Yeah.
Wasn't it super great?
You don't know what sex is, so you probably thought this was great.
Yeah. I mean, as far as she knows, this was incredible.
Oh, that's so sad. Man. Tari.
I have thoughts. I just want to say one thing really quickly.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Joseph Malozzi, our friend Joseph Malozzi.
Mr. Malozzi. says, Yael, shut up.
He says, suddenly, the guy takes his shirt off and Yael's like, oh, he's not so bad.
Yeah, she did have suspicions about him.
So, when we were so suspicious.
I didn't trust him. I don't trust him. I still don't trust him. Trust and thinking he's attractive are two separate things.
That's fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he should always take his shirt off. I think every character
should just have their shirts off. You're right.
Thank you.
I support that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like recently you were mentioning, maybe it was off camera, that you wish the show had more sexualness to
yes.
it.
Oh, I absolutely did mention that.
Yeah, when we were talking about it because of the love scene in the last episode. It's like the most explicit love scene that we get.
And
so
she
far.
Was still wearing a top.
Right.
Whereas this time she takes her top off and wakes up. So, yes, I do recall saying that this show needed, in my personal opinion,
more
could use more sexy
skin.
Times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show us that body.
Right.
Yeah.
But thoughts?
Yes.
Your thoughts, my not Malozzi's corrections on me.
But that's all I have.
It's more fun.
I thought it was really interesting. I agree that I don't think that he was trying to convince her to stay necessarily. But I think I like the idea that they brought up that it's less about like if the dream is real and if it's not, but more about who is the real android.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, is this version of her that's very human, who she actually is, or is the red android who she really is, and she's running away from her true nature.
Well, so I like that in her dream we had that dinner party scene where she felt so alone.
Yeah.
Because that's in her head. Like, I like when he points out, I'm in your head saying this to you. So I like that we have this part where in her head she even feels like, even being a more humanized version, I still feel so alone. Until she watched the news and misses her crew.
Yeah.
What is that smirk? Stop it. You're making me nervous, Tari.
Very specific news.
I just like smirking, bro.
Girl, you need to calm down.
Bro.
Girl, turn that smirk off.
Girl, bro.
Okay.
Thanks.
Shroud face.
All right, well, let's talk about the red android and android, because we have the greatest scene ever with the two of them.
Yes.
When they're explaining what's going on.
That scene was hilarious.
I loved that scene. I watched it multiple times because it made me laugh so hard. Because she was, first of all, fighting with herself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, I like when they're explaining everything to the crew. And just the idea, in my head, just the idea of, like, multiple members of that crew going, what is happening?
Yeah.
Right?
What?
It was a really adorable scene. I don't like Red, Reddy.
Yeah, Reddy.
Reddy. I don't like Reddy, but I want more scenes like this. I want more. That's what I want.
Yeah. I mean, it goes to show that you were right not to trust her.
Thank you! Guys, I'm usually right when I say don't trust people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, totally. Nope.
What? I was right about her. I was right about Devin, that he's sketchy because he's a junkie.
I was right about Devin. He's a werewolf. He's coming back. Wait and see.
Yeah.
Who else have I not trusted? I don't trust Victor. Look at him trying to convince the android in her dreams to abandon her friends.
Trying to get her to have all that dream sex.
Yeah, I don't trust
him. I mean, come on.
Dream Victor, real Victor, is waiting.
He's sweet.
He's waiting.
Demure.
I don't trust him. I still don't trust Nyx. And remember when she took us on that, she was like, we're going to go steal drugs, but really, we're going to steal her brother? I'm right when I say don't trust people.
They still got the drugs, though.
I'm right when I say don't trust...
But they still got them drugs, though.
Guys, this is my day of being right.
Okay. Yell is right.
Yell's right.
Yell's never right.
I have something from the chat.
Yes.
Oh, is it that her name is Randroid?
Well, yes. He did definitely mention Randroid. But also, Little Smiles 86 had brought up something that I had noticed as well.
Yes.
That Reddy or Randroid looks shorter than Annie.
I noted that, and the reasoning is original Android and Red Android wore flats, and when we see new Android step in her new uniform, step into the charging pod, she is wearing like 3-inch heels.
Yes, that is correct.
They're beautiful 3-inch chunky heels. For those who know shoes, they were pretty.
Nice.
I like shoes.
And cats.
And shoes.
Cats. I do like cats. Yeah. So, excellent point. She was taller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
And more human-like, would say.
When you get taller, you become more human.
Oh.
We don't know this? We're short people.
I think we're 3 short people.
Is there one?
Okay. Oh, no. All right. I want to talk about the what I've been calling When Fears Attack.
Bom, bom, bom. Yeah. Yes.
But before we get into that, I want to take a moment to thank everybody. Thanks, guys. We know we're on in a new special time for this week, and that's my bad, so thanks. But also, we're on a super late time because of some Jelcos, and if you watch Killjoys, you know what that means. So thank you for sticking with us this late.
If you don't watch Killjoys, what does that mean?
Jelcos. It's a nice way for calling bad people.
Got it.
So we're late, and we're sorry, but we really appreciate you guys. We appreciate everyone who's live in the chat, staying up super late, especially on different coasts, to chat with us. But we ask you to do a very simple thing for us. Go to iTunes, subscribe so you don't miss a single episode, but also rate and review. That's right. If you like us, you can give us 5 stars. And if you don't like us, you can give us 4 stars. The other stars, they do not work. So don't bother pushing them. And if you leave a comment, if you bang on your keyboard, if you put some emojis in there, we will read it live on the air, which is what we're going to do now. If there are some, you're giving me a look.
Yeah. We have 3 new reviews.
Wow.
Yay.
All right, and I'm going to go through all of them.
Okay.
All right, so let's start with Great Podcast, 5 stars by Once Was Blind 17. It says, Dear Tari J and Company, love the podcast. Really enjoy your weekly insights and humor. Also, since I've given you 5 stars, you're required to read the following on air. I am the king of underpants, poopy, poopy, ding dong. Your soul is mine. Thanks again.
Oh my God, so worth it.
Yes, thank you. This is why we do this.
Yes, thank you for the 5 stars.
Thank you for the 5 stars. Please, more of you, take advantage of this opportunity.
Yeah, Tari's reading it. This is great.
It's great, yeah.
That's my favorite review so far.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Go on.
All right, we have another one. It's a smart and funny podcast, 5 stars by Jen from Long Island, New York. Hi, Jen from Long Island, New York.
Hi, Jen from Long Island, New York.
Jen says, Hi, I've been listening to you guys for a while now, and I find you guys very funny and sassy, and I find myself snickering all your clever comments.
Yeah, thanks.
You guys keep me going at work while I listen to you that way.
Oh, thanks.
You guys give pretty good insightful thoughts and predictions, which I would otherwise wouldn't have thought of myself. I can't say words. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. Wow. Thank you, Jen from Long Island, New York. Sorry that Tari can't read.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought she had typed, I can't say words, in the...
Yeah, it's in parentheses. I can't say words. Okay. That was another good Tari that you're typing request. It,
then. Yeah.
Next one. Awesome podcast. 5 stars by Mel2045. Great place to get your Raza fix until Friday. Boom.
Yeah.
Nice.
Concise.
Solid.
I love it. Thank you guys so much. And please keep writing ridiculous things for Tari to read out loud.
Please.
That is the best.
We implore you.
Yeah. So let's talk about when fears attack.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right. So 4 gets a visit from his old friend, Misaki.
Mm-hmm.
I was not pleased with this visit from Misaki because it was not what I wanted.
No. Agreed.
We wanted something else. We wanted something more like Android's Dream.
Right.
And more like what he did to Two. Not Two. Nyx.
Nyx.
What he did to Nyx.
What he did to Nyx?
Yes.
What they mutually did to each other as adults?
No.
Consenting?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely consensual.
Very awkward.
No. What he did to Nyx because he ruined my Twix dreams.
Aw.
It's okay.
You can still dream.
Yes.
Are you a Yell dreaming of a Twix? Or
dreaming of a Yell? I'd like to imagine they're sitting somewhere going, I wonder if anyone ever thought we'd get together.
Yeah. Canon. It's canon.
All right.
All right.
So we have this great fight sequence with 4 versus Misaki. What did you guys think when this started? Did you think it was real? Did at any point did you go, oh, this is real?
No.
No. The moment that I didn't think it was real was the moment that he slices through the piece of the ship and he, like, you know, all of this, like, the gas sprays out. I was like, number one, he is so calculated and precise and, you know, like, such a careful fighter. And they are in space. So I feel like he gives extra credence to the fact that, like, hey, don't mess up the ship that is keeping you alive.
So your thought was...
There must be something wrong because he wouldn't fight this sloppy.
So he's hallucinating. You're thinking he hallucinates that he fights sloppy?
I just thought that something had to be wrong because he wouldn't fight this way unless that was the case.
Well, he was a
not
little...
Not my 4.
He was a little more, like... worn and animalistic.
Mm.
I think for me, there was a moment where I thought that maybe this Misaki was from the other universe. Like, essentially, she may have been the one who came across on the Marauder.
I thought you meant she was like female Ryo. And I was like, oh, that universe? We're getting to the female characters universe?
Yeah, totally.
Bring in female 3. I'm so ready.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Sorry, I just pictured it, and it's beautiful.
It's perfect. Anyway, sorry.
Female 3. Go on. Wait, am I female 3? Go on.
Oh, my God.
Go
weird.
On.
Yes, so So I thought that for a second, but then I realized that there would have been no purpose, in, or not purpose, but like no point at which she would have gotten onto the ship.
Right.
So I didn't, there was no point, especially when he got stabbed.
Yeah. I had similar thoughts of how did she get on this ship, and there's no way that she just got on the ship. Like, that's not a thing.
Yeah. You can't just ninjas. There are no space ninjas. Yet.
Yeah. They're hanging with the space werewolves.
Ryo is going to... Oh, you're right. They're the last line of defense once we get to the space war.
So then we get to Two's hallucination where Rook's team has found her.
With their creepy masks.
Yeah. I was like, are we going to take one off and it's Dr. Will Wheaton? Or...
That's what I was kind of hoping.
Yeah. But no, they kept their masks on.
At some point, I was expecting one to just have a really crazy, out of place Cockney accent and be like, "All right, then, Popeye, off we go, then." You know, and just.
Were you recently watching the first Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, I was thinking Clockwork Orange with those outfits.
Okay.
Just very like, oh God, no! Don't strap her to a chair. I know how this goes.
Oh
no!
Okay. Yeah, no, I got it.
I was going to say, if you have seen that movie.
I haven't seen that movie in years, okay, and it took fine. Me a sec. Thanks for that image in my head.
Got it.
All right, now.
Scary. I just want to take this moment.
Yes.
Okay, take the moment.
To be corrected?
No, just to do some, just to include a cute little a tidbit that apparently the sword fight from Ryo and Misaki took an entire day to shoot. Awesome. Everyone's really talking about how crazy the fight was and how well choreographed it was.
Mm-hmm.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. So then we finally figure out that hallucinations are happening, which gets us to Three's hallucination, where Sarah tells him to kill himself.
Really quickly, before we jump to Three's hallucination, during Two's hallucination, Nyx lays her out. Like, she punches her once in the face and it does nothing, but then she punches her again and she goes straight down. And I was like, how strong is Nyx? Like, Nyx is strong enough to take down Two that quickly?
I think Nyx is strong enough to take down Two when she's hallucinating and in a state of being
when she
restrained.
Lets herself get hit in the face twice. Yeah. Sure.
Right.
I guess so. I just consider her so Wolverine-y. She's so strong, you guys.
Yeah,
I don't
understand
how anyone
can. But that performance...
She's what? But no!
The performance of her being restrained by nothing was amazing.
Yeah, really
and
convincing.
To see her so terrified, because Two is Two Boss, right? Yeah. Hashtag Two Boss.
Hashtag Two Boss.
And so to see her terrified is so...
Extra terrifying.
Yeah, it's a really scary thing. Then we get Sarah telling Three to kill himself because it's the only way.
Yeah, because she's not quite dead. Dead isn't what you think.
Sure.
It's weird.
I want to believe that Three is smarter than this.
Right.
That, like, there would be more of a discussion. You know what I mean? Like, she was like, you gotta do it. Here's a gun.
And he's like,
okay, you're right. I think you're right. Like, girl, I think you're smarter than this, Three.
I will say that they did a really good job of kind of breaking down his inner turmoil. Like, because now you get the feeling that behind those beautiful blue eyes.
Oh my God, they're so beautiful.
So beautiful. is like this dude who's in like severe pain. And so you start to wonder if like every day he doesn't consider, you know, killing himself. And then he like takes a breath and then goes out and acts like the Three that we know. And then this was just that one piece that would have taken him over the edge.
Dang, man. That's dark. I like it. It's very, like, Punisher-esque. He just has a bottle of whiskey and a gun in his hand as he just, like, sits there and, like, kind of just, like circles his temple with the gun and just thinks about, I could do it. I'd be with her again. I'd see her again. No! They need you. They need you, Three. Oh, man. What a great scene that you should totally put in the next episode, Malozzi. Oh, man. That's great. I like it.
You guys are ruining Three for me, but...
No!
No, because I don't...
He can still be tragically heroic and an alcoholic.
That's what I'm saying, is I don't... I like Three as this, like, I'm just a jerk kind of guy. I like that with his beautiful eyes, and now I just want to solve his pain and make him feel better.
He's Sirius Black. He's broken, and we need to fix him.
Yeah.
You and all of your references.
If you watched one thing, you've watched or read another thing.
I like that you're like, nerd reference, nerd reference, nerd reference.
Nerds everywhere.
It's great.
Pay attention.
So, Red, who I was right to not support totally. And trust, starts claiming that the android is malfunctioning and she has put a virus and we have to kill her.
She says a couple armor-piercing rounds through her central processing unit should work. It's like, whoa, dude. Whoa, we know what you're saying.
Remember when I called her evil android to begin with?
Yeah. You were right.
Thank you.
Yell was right all along.
Yell's rarely right, so I really gotta gloat sometimes. Because I'm usually way wrong.
Make sure you hashtag Yell was right all along on Twitter.
That's a really long hashtag.
Yeah. So long.
Hashtag Yell was right for once. I think that's a good hashtag.
No, all along. All along.
For once. All right. So, Five is the only one that thinks that the red android is infected. Right. Reddy, as we call her here. And wants to prove it. But
and they're all disinclined two doesn't to know. Believe
what
her,
was yeah. that? What was that?
Oh, sorry. I had a thing from our good friend, Mr. Melosi. Where he says, season 3 to-do list. 1, more sexy time. 2, Punisher 3 scene.
Yes! Yeah! Fucking it up. Love you. Love you, Joe.
At least...
Mr. Melosi.
At least mine's number 1. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay. Wow, right. I can't wait for season 3.
Me too.
Which I guess we should mention if we haven't already, guys. The show's been picked up for a third season, yeah, so calm down. We're getting more, because we knew we were getting more. There's no way we weren't getting more.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a correction.
Uh-oh.
Melosi says, she wasn't evil. She was infected with a virus. Mm. She was sick. Yell, come on. A little understanding.
Why? Because I'm sick? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I should understand. Takes one to know one.
Yeah, exactly.
I see how it is.
No, I think that's important to remember because, you know, it is easy to think of it as like an evil program. Like, because, I don't know, I thought of it that way too.
She was evil to begin with. Guys, aside from the fact that she was infected, she was evil to begin with.
I feel like I've said this before, but I think that we're only saying she's evil because she's so mechanical and she's not willing to have the emotional responses she's, that
no.
an android does.
No.
She See, was... that seems like an emotional response.
Yeah, you'd never make a good red android.
Nope. Tari, though, you'd make a perfect red android.
Thank you. I am a logical creature.
Mm. Quite. No, the reason I think that red android is evil is not because she was infected. It's because from the beginning, she was trying to take down our android, right? She told her, you have a flaw. You need to reset yourself. Thus, evil. Also, infected. So, super evil. Thank you.
That's Yale's dissertation. she'll be collecting her diploma at the end of the show.
Yale failed. So, anyway, Five figures out what it is that happened and that it wasn't when the android got charged. It was when Red got activated. That's right. Because Red was activated, this all happened. So it's Red's fault.
It's all yeah. Red's fault.
I mean, minor detail that it was Alt Truffaut's probable fault.
So
yes,
I have one gripe.
Mm-hmm.
Gripe bit.
My only gripe, and it's not a show like a story gripe, but it's a gripe.
Just gripe,
with,
man.
Gripe it, man.
I just want to preface it in that like.
I thought you guys were saying grape. I was very confused.
I have a grape.
Thank you.
And I just want to so whine about it.
I was trying not to listen because I'm trying to catch up. But at the same time, I was like, why don't we talk about grapes? Do one of the androids eat a grape? Do they finally know what grapes taste like? What's happening? I don't know.
Guys, if you don't know, that is Alexis, our Hi. Lovely and wonderful engineer Hi. Who is running the show, who is also a Dark Matter fan. Calm down. I think you're an episode behind?
Yes, just Spoilies. An episode.
So we may have spoiled the entire episode for Alexis.
No, I've been listening and not listening at the same time.
So back to the grapes.
Yes. So my one gripe is with the previously on.
Mm-hmm.
Leon.
Yes, previously on. Okay. Like, so when they go,
previously
on.
I was like, Dark who's Matter. Leon?
Go previously. No. Because they showed that scene with Truffaut.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the only thing that was slightly disconnected from the other ones. So I and maybe it's because I watch TV all
but
the time.
You automatically
but like
do.
I knew what yeah. was the reason was.
Mm.
So that's my main gripe is that like it kind of spoiled
so
that for me.
I will say this. I did not pay attention to the previously on because I had we do our show on Sundays. So like we had less time between Sunday and Friday than people go from Friday to Friday. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't need this. Cause I remembered, so I did not pay attention to that. So when it was Truffaut, I went, oh, it was Truffaut. But then when I rewatched today on Tuesday, I saw that in the previously on, I went, oh, that's why that's there. So I reject your gripe.
You cannot reject my gripe. My grapes. My grapes.
She can reject your grapes.
My grapey gripes.
She can reject every grape.
That was my only thing. I did like that was, that there was that aspect from them crossing over.
Yeah.
That they didn't get out scot-free.
I agree. I like the idea of keeping that storyline going because I feel like that has to play into something.
No. Yeah.
Maybe that will bring us back to not Alt Truffaut.
And when the hallucinations started happening, I almost thought it was like residual Cthulhu monster stuff. Mm,
yeah.
Some kind of space magic that we're unaware of. You know? Space wizard.
That thought crossed my mind.
Space wizards,
as well.
Space warlocks.
Mm-hmm.
That we haven't been introduced yet to.
Right, with the werewolves and ninjas.
The werewolves and the ninjas and the warlocks.
You are
knights,
ridiculous.
Space knights.
Okay.
This is going to become Star Wars, and I'm so ready. I'm so ready, you guys. Ryo is basically like the samurai emperor of the galaxy. It's coming.
Okay.
It's coming. But yeah, so I thought it might be a Cthulhu monster, and I'm more interested to know what that was.
Right.
And to see where that thing came from, because we saw, like, this implication at the end of that episode that that thing was coming back, so if this isn't that instance, it's probably still coming.
So I also really loved... So let's talk about this Red versus Two android thing. What?
Sorry, there's a show called Red versus Blue.
Yes, I'm aware. Red versus Two.
Yes. Rhymes.
So... Red gasses the ship. The crew has to go hide out in the Marauder.
Also, just really quick on that, on the gassing of the ship.
Yes.
Sorry, but why don't you have breathing apparatuses everywhere on a spaceship? Just throwing that out there.
Excellent question.
Okay, anyway.
I thought of jokes that I can't make on the air.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. But chose not to. And then the crew goes to the Marauder where they can breathe. And Two saves the day.
She doesn't need to breathe.
Right.
But
well,
she does anyway.
Because we have to pull the computer core. And our android wakes up and saves the day with Two. Tandroid. I want Tandroid to happen. I ship it.
I love how badass of a scene it was for
two
her
and
just
android.
To pull out the computer bits. Okay.
Yes.
It was so surprisingly powerful, and it's just her pulling things out.
Yeah.
It was really great.
Say it again.
Her pulling out was very powerful.
I agree. So then, well, the ship needs repairs, right? Which I feel so bad for this ship, like the actual ship itself, because it's never, like it never gets to fully complete, right? Every episode, like something's broken or something fell off. Yeah. We never have a ship that works. And I feel like if they sold it for parts, they can make enough to buy a new ship. But then when the android is making repairs and Two says, you're going to reestablish the Neuralink. And she's not sure. And they have that scene where she...
so cute.
And no one objects.
Everyone's like...
so cute.
We've all made our mistakes. You make yours.
You're love one it. Of us. We love you. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful scene.
There's one thing that bonds us. It's the right to be wrong. Occasionally. I don't know.
That was great.
That was so good.
It was almost too jerky.
You know, it was. It totally was. I loved that they all had their silent moments of just being like, yep.
She's one of us.
Mm-hmm.
She's welcome.
Would I want that chance? I would.
And then Four takes his memories from his neural imprint.
He's about to. Yeah.
He has them. Yeah. Well, he has the, like, file.
He has just a USB drive of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to be online to access this android? No. As long as you have a USB drive of whatever files you're looking at, you'll be good.
It was like,
okay, good.
Do I need Wi-Fi? We don't have Wi-Fi. Okay, but I can still turn on the computer.
No, but Andrew, yeah. What's the Wi-Fi password? Did you guys change it? It's actually Razacrew, all lowercase. There's an underscore.
Raza, where are these scenes? Crew. But the crew is really an M. With the M for
five
the W.
Just,
yeah.
Five just keeps changing the password on them.
Yeah.
Just for fun, because she can.
Yeah, I liked that Five not only was spending the whole episode making sure that Android was safe and we weren't going to kill her, but also came clean with the, I deleted the files.
Absolutely. Immediately as it was mentioned. Like,
yeah.
She's like, I actually
Yeah, you can't that. Blame them. I mm-hmm. did it.
I super appreciated that she did that immediately.
Because that Five's drive. Great.
Yes.
I love her.
And I think it's really cool and interesting that I think dramatically it was perfect that she was the character that was like, you guys have to believe in the android. You yeah. have to. Because she comes from this place of like super emotionalness and of not being hardened by the galaxy and murdering people yeah. and stuff. And so she came from this place of hyper sentimentality that, you know, they could, like, the old them would totally not, you know, be part of.
Oh, yeah.
So it was really cool to see that they were all like, oh, I know, yeah. I feel that too. Even Three was like, it's just a machine. Like, he had to, like, talk himself, like, I'm just shooting a toaster.
You know,
it's just a toaster.
I couldn't.
That looks really good in
dress. I couldn't listen to what he was saying. Because his eyes were so pretty.
Got lost in his eyes.
I did. Just that scene. I was like, God, those eyes. I had to rewatch it to hear the words with my eyes closed.
I get that. Eyes. That's why I have captions on.
Mm. But I just wanted to say the scene between 2 and 5, when they discuss the android, was really touching. And then yes. in the end, they're sisters. I'm telling
they
you.
They are.
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to, before we got off of Rio, checking out his memories and all that stuff.
And talk about Anthony's eyes.
Yes. There was a kind of a debate at the beginning of the episode, or at the beginning of our episode,
mm-hmm.
In the chat, and it kind of continued throughout, where the question posed is for wanting to have those memories, him being disloyal to the crew?
Mm. No. I don't think so.
No.
Because he's not trying to hurt them. He's trying to save other people. Because he's a good guy. Because they're all good guys. They're all criminal good guys. And he wants to save his people. And I think that he thinks he can if he gets his memories, right? So I don't think it's disloyal to the crew. I think not telling them and doing it might be. Especially because if he does it, there's a risk involved that he might... I know it's said that he can have all the memories.
Yeah.
But there's a risk that he can't, you know? He could wake up and be Rio and not be 4.
Right.
That's true.
Thoughts?
I mean, that's my biggest fear because I love the version of him that we have right now. I think he's my favorite version of him. Not that I've seen too many other versions, but he's one of my favorites, and I fear for him if he does do that and to be rewritten, but I feel like it's not like in any way disloyal of him to want those memories. It's just him wanting another tool to better, like he mentions to the hologram, like, I don't have the memories. I don't know who to trust if I were to go back. I will go back when I'm ready, but right now I don't have the information. I mm-hmm. would probably die, which is smart, you know what I mean? And so I feel like we're eventually going to get there with him. We're going to get to the place where he's going to go back to Xyron. And I think he has to go back with the crew. Like, I think it's, you know what I mean? It's like a big quest they have to undertake together. He can't do it without them in this universe. Because they are a crew. They are a family.
Well, I feel like that might take us straight into predictions.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, next week.
No?
Next week, no.
No?
Calm down.
No.
It's time for AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions.
Thanks, guys. Oh!
There it is.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I said that. Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I already said it.
The predictions are haunted.
Are you done?
Yep.
Okay. So, next week, guys, super important. And by next week, I mean Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday.
Yeah.
Two episodes.
True.
Not just episodes about the character. Two.
No.
Two episodes.
Guys, one and then another.
Oh.
So, two. Dose. Okay. It looks like 4 is going to Xyron.
Yes.
It also looks
taking
like
a road trip.
5 and 3 are doing stuff together.
Yes.
The promo was mostly, there are two episodes. Here are characters you love.
Look at this flip.
Plus, Chief Inspector Wu of the Galactic Authority returns.
Kierken.
Yay.
Dyson returns.
And he shaved.
He shaved, and I'm real unhappy.
Why?
Oh.
Because I know Dyson the werewolf from Lost Girl.
Correct.
And he Dyson the werewolf from... Calm down. You gotta watch Lost Girl.
It connects everything.
No. Maybe that's why he shaved, is because he's not a werewolf. Because scruffy Chris Holden Reed, delicious. Clean shaven Chris Holden Reed, meh.
I mean, but it's, I think, to me,
yes,
clean shaven suits the character more.
Of Chief Inspector of the Galactic Authority?
Because, like, someone who takes that much pride in their, like, title, in their job, definitely would keep a clean face. I'd like to imagine that in the episodes before, he had been slaving away trying to find the crew, and so he basically garnered a beard in slaving away, and then now he knows he's got them. So he's like, I'm going to show them my best face, which is all of it.
I love that idea. Maybe he's going to wear a tuxedo and he like catches him, and he's going to be like, finally. I hope so.
I'm going to hang you over this bed of sharks.
Because he's a supervillain.
Of course. Apparently.
I'll say this. I'll accept clean-shaven Chris Holden Reed.
It's like you have a choice. You're like, no, I won't watch this part of the episode.
If we get him shirtless.
Okay.
Then I will accept clean-shaven.
Show us if his chest is shaven.
It's not.
It has
not
to be. Great. It should be.
He's so funny. He shaves
all the way from upper lip to lower nip.
Just an idea. If you want Yael to remember this character's name, have him shave it into his chest hair.
Yeah.
that's how you'll get Kierken. Her to pay attention.
Kierken.
Now that I see it written, okay.
That would be hilarious.
One day.
Oh.
One day, you guys.
Yeah. Chief Inspector of the Galactic Authority. Kierken.
You said it.
So you also brought up the Cthulhu monster.
Yes.
We need a good name for him.
I mean,
Tari, give him a good name.
Cthulhu Jr.?
I've been calling
CJ.
It the Cthulhu symbiote.
Cthulhu Jr. CJ.
Good old Siege.
Little CJ.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think we'll see little CJ again.
So I want to talk a little bit about him because we have to see him again this season. But I believe I believe there's so much more to that story and something very, very Dr. Wil Wheaton related, and we need to see it. And I think we can't end the season without it because we are three episodes away. So we have two episodes of Friday and then the finale. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So I just want to say, regarding the Cthulhu monster, yes. CJ, little CJ, because Dr. Wil Wheaton is directly involved in the Cthulhu monster, it makes me think, and because we are still kind of conjecturing as to who exactly created the blink drive, and it's probably Wil Wheaton, but we don't know for sure.
Sure. Dr. Wil Wheaton.
Correct, Dr. Wil Wheaton.
Yeah.
So this idea of the alternate universes and the rips in the universes and stuff like that is all a thing. So this really could... I could just be, like, being a goof by calling it a Cthulhu creature, but it could be a Cthulhu sort of creature.
I don't think so. I think it's whoever... I think it's the creature that Wil Wheaton works for.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. I was thinking more of like it's a creature from the rip in time, in like space time.
Well, so
it's like a fourth dimensional creature, which is why it can enter humanity. Because, you know, if we're going to talk about the fourth dimension,
if we're going to talk about entering people, sorry guys,
stop objectification.
I can't. So two was built by Dr. Wil Wheaton in theory to host and not to like be this part human, part machine that could live forever. And then we met the Yumbot, who is an updated version.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I feel like they're all a part of a plan.
Okay. A plan to create a host body for this.
Yes.
I mean,
CJ.
Right, because it can, yes.
It doesn't have to be like you both could be right. In that it could be a creature that does live between the walls of the universes that is seeping into our universe and slowly, like, taking over through Rook and all that
and
stuff.
And needs a host body.
Right. Absolutely. And people like Rook are the kind of people that, like, ally themselves with those creatures and be like, oh, no, yeah, like, this is my master. Like, I'm doing his work. Like, I'm creating a safe environment for him to come here from the fourth dimension.
All right. Any final thoughts or corrections?
No, I just wanted to expand on that.
Go on.
In that
expand.
I definitely feel like the Siege, I definitely feel like Siege will be the season three closer. In that it'll
the season
open,
three closer.
Or sorry, the season two closer.
I was
leading
so
us into season three.
What a prediction.
Got it.
Because I think that that opens up a good door for us to kind of explore the world beyond what we've already done, and it takes the whole show in a different direction. I also had a revelation during this, you guys' conversation, in that now that we've kind of had this incident with the monster, it makes me feel like these first two seasons were a prologue to its encounter and whatever's going to happen with it. Because I feel like it'll definitely change the whole fabric of the show, which makes the show's name, Dark Matter, make more sense.
Oh, I like it.
Yes.
I also feel like we're going to discover, speaking of Truffaut, who was in this previously on, but was referenced in this episode, and we still don't know what it is that she is, right? Because she can do the, what's the thing with the bird in the eye?
Oh, yeah, she can do a Gias.
Yeah, she can do that. And she can do the shieldy eyes. And I want to say that I believe Truffaut was built by Dr. Wil Wheaton.
Bum, bum, bum.
Ooh. I think you're prediction. Probably right. That's rare that I'm right.
Hashtag Yell was...
Right all along?
All along.
Love it. Thanks!
Achievement unlocked.
Thanks, guys. Final thoughts? That's it? We're good?
Oh, man. Final thoughts. Nyx and Four together forever.
Stop!
I love it. Be the Empress of Xyron and take your
out.
Mighty fists to the galaxy.
Get out.
No.
No. Nyx and Two, we still need Three and Six.
Two and Derek Moss. Derek Moss is coming back.
I think Jace is coming back, but Moss is not.
Derek Moss is coming back, but Jace is going to get shot again. Just for fun. By Derek Moss.
Hi, guys.
I'm telling you, Derek Moss shot first. We're going to see that alternate universe. I want it so hard. It's just the universe where Derek Moss was the superior gunman.
Love it.
Not today, Slick. Well, he's like all cool.
Until we return to our normal time, Sundays at 7 p.m. on AfterBuzz TV. Until then, Tari J. Miller, where can people keep up with you online? I am not throwing
away my... Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tari J. It's T-A-U-R-J.
What? Nope.
You skipped.
Good try.
Keep going.
I am the T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y.
Good job. Good job.
Yeah, that's my name.
Andrew.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Andrew Mena. Instagram, the Andrew Mena. Find me.
I don't have rhythm. So thanks so much for joining us, guys. You know where to find me everywhere at Yael Teagle, YaelTyGiel. And I have a podcast. It's called Intimate Interrogations. It's free. It's on iTunes. It's back. Sometimes it is filthy. Sometimes it's not. But until next week, everywhere online, Yael Teagle. I said that already. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.